Hello, and welcome to our Catholic News podcast. Today, the focus falls squarely on Sudan, and in particular, the fighting that's broken out between the South Sudan Armed Forces and the Sudan People's Liberation Movement North in the border region between North and South Sudan, round the Nuba Mountains in southern Kordofan. In under a year, the area has suffered from aerial bombardment and attacks on the indigenous population. Many people are hungry, waiting for food that just simply can't get in because of the tension and the conflict. And the situation, I would say, is reaching critical point. Now, the bishop of this area, it falls in the diocese of El Obeid, is Bishop Makram Max Gassis. And I'm delighted to say Bishop Makram joins us today in the studio. We've seen the conflict. We've seen aerial bombardments. A desperate situation from a humanitarian basis, and we've seen it all before with Darfur. Can you just give us the realities on the ground at the moment in Sudan?
It's good that you mentioned Darfur, because what's happening today in the Nuba Mountains is a replica, it's a carbon copy of what was and still happening in Darfur. Now, the Khartoum regime is conducting constant aerial bombardment of the Nuba Mountains. And geographically, the Nuba Mountains is between North Sudan and South Sudan. So we are practically the buffer zone between the two countries. And that makes us unique in our position. So Khartoum is bombing the Nuba Mountains because they are angry and not happy with the position of the leaders of the Nuba Mountains, who said, we will not join the North, because the North did not honor the popular consultation issue, which was declared at the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement for Southern Sudan. Because for Southern Sudan, they said either they can have secession after 6 years, and for the Nuba Mountains and for other areas like the Blue Nile and Abyei, they would be given the possibility of popular consultation. This was not honored, and therefore Khartoum is bombing constantly, every day, the Nuba people, and causing havoc among the population. Between 32 and 36,000 Nuba, they have fled to southern Sudan on the borders, but the bulk of 450,000, they still live there, or 500, half a million, they live there. They just take refuge in caves or in the beds of dry rivers, and that's how they survive. They eat the leaves. There is no more food, and this is becoming another catastrophe.
But the NGOs and the humanitarian organizations are ready to go, are they not, in the region? So what's stopping the supply of food getting through?
Khartoum will bomb them. Are they ready to take the risk to see their own people being killed or maimed by shrapnels? Are they ready to see that this food is going to be set on fire as they are transporting it by these bombs? So, yes, there is fear for their lives. There is fear for what they are bringing. And therefore, they are looking after the 32,000-36,000 refugees from the Nuba Mountains in southern Sudan. In the field, the reality is different, because we, as a Catholic Church, we are the ones who are staying with the people. My doctors are there, the nuns are there, the priests are there, the catechists are there. We keep on working, notwithstanding the danger.
What sort of scale are we talking about here? I mean, we've looked back on Darfur and the horrors of Darfur that I think many people can still remember, even though we only saw it through the media over here in this country. Is this something that could escalate and get a heck of a lot worse?
Yes, because if these areas like the Nuba Mountains and even southern Blue Nile, their problem is not solved, it's going to affect even their brothers and sisters in South Sudan. So it is going to get a bigger dimension than what it is now. It would go across border, and we don't want that to happen. But before it goes cross border, how many will be the victims in the Nuba Mountains, especially the children, the women, and the elderly? That is a catastrophe. We have sent so much relief, yes. We paid for almost $30,000 per flight. We sent over 30 flights. Each flight was carrying 5 tons of medicines and food. And I don't know what to do next. I'm not a government. I send yes medicine to cover all the period of the rainy season, because no plane will land and no car will move. And therefore, we have to speed up the sending and aerial transportation of these medicines and food.
Bishop, tell me what needs to happen in order for things to improve for both southern and northern Sudan.
I think the CPA should be revisited. Who can do that are two entities. One is the UK, United States, and Norway, who played a major role in bringing about the CPA, together with the constant intervention of the IGAD countries, that is Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, and so forth. If they resume their role and their obligation, they will do a better job than any other person who doesn't know the situation, or he is leaning either towards one side or the other. We have got to go in justice to save what can be saved, namely human beings. As I said, let us force Khartoum to stop bombing the innocent. Let us oblige Khartoum to open land corridors or air corridors to allow even faith organizations to come and help the people. Let them also put pressure on the belligerent party to sit down and find out ways and means to solve their problems.
Religious realities, these are things that are often talked about. It's quite a broad brushstroke, isn't it? People look at Muslim North, Christian South. We see it in Nigeria. We see it in other countries. Is it in any way frustrating to you that people look at Arab equals Muslim? People don't really realize that there are Arab Christians.
this is a terrible distinction. They have always said the war in the Sudan is the Arab-Muslim North versus the Christian animus South. And I ask myself, is it true? Are there not Christian Arabs as well? Of ethnicity, we make a religion, and vice versa. And this is wrong. Secondly, in this distinction between North and South, why they never spoke about the Nuba Mountains? We are the buffer zone between North and South. They brushed the Nuba aside. Khartoum wanted to eliminate any reference to the Nuba, because they wanted to arrive at the negotiating table South, North, North, South. Nuba do not exist. So there were two wrongs done simultaneously. I don't know whether they were intentionally done, or is it because of ignorance. I hope it's not intentionally done. In the Nuba Mountains, we have got to say that they are an example to the Sudanese, and they are example to the whole human family. Because the Nuba, they are the ones who live difference and unity together. They live them. You find in the Nuba family, you have Catholics, you have Protestants, you have Muslims and Africans of tradition and belief, and they live in peace. So this is an example to the whole world. This is an example even to South Sudan.
It's a template, isn't it?
Exactly.
Bishop Makram, let's finish by talking about prayer. How can we, in our Catholic parishes in England and Wales, join in prayer with you? What should we be praying for?
We should pray that the Lord may avert this human tragedy from Sudan, that the Sudan may be a beacon of peace and of justice, so that other nations may realize that even from war we can find some kind of a solution that brings us together. Let us pray not for the things that separate us, as John the 23rd used to say, but realities bring us together. This is what we should pray for. And above all, when we say the words of Jesus, they say, love one another as I have loved you. This is not an invitation. This is an imperative mood. Love. And love means donate yourself. And that's what we have got to do.
Bishop Makram, I know you've done an awful lot of work since you've been out here and have much more to do. So thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. God bless you.